Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, it's your girl Cotton Campbell. We're going to start with this right here. Thank you for joining my live. Thank you for joining me on Let's Talk About It with Cotton and Friends. Tonight we're talking about the problem with social media. So before we get started, let's play this track right here by St. James. It's one of my favorites. Hey. I love it.
Girl, I understand that your body needs attention, and I don't wanna take away from your body's perfection. By being too rough, it's not enough to just be gentle. So don't wanna make it hard, 'cause it's always too simple.
Let me even talk about this real quick, because also people are talking about, you know, y'all ain't gonna, probably ain't gonna like this, but I don't care. Women that are side chicks, side pieces, mistresses, you knew all of that before you got involved, and yet you decided to spill the tea later because you're pissed off that you didn't get your way. Well, you shouldn't have got involved with him in the first doggone place. That's what I'm going to say. On the line, we have caller 1953. Caller, what is your name? I can't hear my caller, I don't think. I can't hear my caller. Hold on, let me try. Oh, there we go. I think I did it backwards. Caller 1953, can you hear me? No, she can't hear me. Or he can't hear me. It's somebody that can't hear me. So, anywho, all I'm going to say is at some point, some things should be sacred. Some things. You remember that back in the day when your parents say, you better not be talking about what's going on in this household. You shouldn't be talking about all your business on social media. You should not be talking all your business on social media at all. You shouldn't. Everything just isn't for social media. Everything isn't. Like, I don't want to know that you dropped your drawers down the toilet. I don't care. Like, who does? I just, you know, honestly, I just unfollow people when I see that type of behavior. I just start unfollowing people. Like, I don't want to see that. I don't really care about that. Like, how is that important to anything? Who's that going to help? Is it funny? Is it? Yeah, some things are gross. Some things are just nasty. Don't nobody care. Some things you just keep to yourself. You don't need to know everything I'm doing. Like, you don't need to know that. So that's just how I feel about it. You know, everybody ain't me, and I don't care. But I wanted to talk about the problem with social media, because it's unfortunate we have made social media life. Like, it's life. The private conversations that I have with my kids, that unless it's something that may help somebody else, or maybe it's funny, y'all need to know about that, because that's not your business. That's between me and my kids. Or that's between when I finally get a boo and me and him have certain private conversations. Unless it's going to help somebody, unless we're going to help somebody else's relationship, you don't need to know about that. That really ain't none of your business. That's part of the problem with social media. We post everything on social, everything on social. Somebody said, people post their location. I said, I post my location after I'm gone, because I don't trust nobody. I don't know who's watching my page. I don't know who's watching my page. And so every now and then somebody will pop up and be like, oh, I love your content. I don't know these people. I don't. I didn't know you were even watching my page. I don't know everybody that's following me. I don't. I probably know 10% of the people that are on my page, or less. It's probably less than that. And there's almost 6,000 people that are following me, right, on one page. And then on the other page, I don't know any. On my TikTok page, I probably know maybe 5 of those people that are following me on my page. I don't know. But when you don't know, you don't want to start, unless I have an event that I have, a show going on, then, and I'm going to be, performing somewhere, that's something different. But because I am a woman, number one. Number two, I'm by myself a lot. Me posting where I am in the moment is dangerous to me. And I think we need to start making sure. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Priestley. I appreciate it. I think at some point you have to be aware that I can go on my social media page and I can post that I'm in, even though I'm in Las Vegas right now, I can post that I'm in Kansas City. Somebody will come into my page and come on to my DM me and be like, hey, where you at in Kansas City? I don't know you. Why you need to know where I am? Somebody actually inboxed me the other day and said, do you live by yourself? Are you alone? And I said, why? I don't know you. Why do you need to know if I'm by myself or do I live alone? Those are dangerous things. I mean, that's why I said social media, you have to be careful when you're posting on social media. You have to be, period. You can't post everything. I could be at Applebee's tomorrow and sitting there eating. I'll get up and I'll post. I mean, I'll show whatever I'm eating if I decide to, maybe not. But if I do post that I was just, that I'm there, it's because I already left. I'm not there anymore. I make that very, and I don't tell people that at the time that I'm posting. So if somebody shows up, like when I go to the gym and I post that I'm at the gym, I'm not there anymore. I'm gone because I just want to give a shout out to the Planet Fitness. I may post that I'm at a different location, but I'm not posting that where I am unless I got bodyguards and some security or something, because I've had the threat. I've seen the threats, people coming in my inbox saying, I can find you if I want to. Okay, well, all right. My thing says that I live in, I think, Sacramento or Kansas City. I think I'm from Kansas City, and I think it says either I live in Chicago or I live in Kansas or I live in Sacramento. I ain't in either one of them places. And I live in Vegas. You'd have to try to find me in Vegas. I'm just saying, ladies and gents, we have to be a little more careful about what we're posting on social media. Social media is not your friend. It's not. It's not your family. It's not your loved one. It's none of that. The people that you should be telling your whereabouts to and the things like that, most of them aren't even really paying that big of attention to it because they know you. Then if they want to know where you are, be like, girl, where you at? Where you at? How long you been there? Why are you there? Da, 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 da. You got all these questions. But at some point, we can't be careless with social media. Social media is not a friend. It's good for entertainment, sure. It's good to find out a few things. And, like, I found some good food recipes, you know, that I'm going to be cooking up and some good healthy things. Hey, Lorenzo. And some things like that. But my personal stuff, you guys, social media don't need to know that. Pastor Priestley, who is on right now, I've known him since I was in kindergarten, elementary school. And when I want to know something, when I want him to know something like that serious that's going on my life, I pick up the phone and I call him. I do not post it on social media. I call him first. If I'm engaged or something, I call people first that are close to me. Like when I did get engaged, I'm not anymore, but when I did get engaged, I called the people that are close to me and I let them know. Then I made the post. Because for me, those people that know me, they know me. Those other 50, 600 people that don't know me, don't need to know nothing more than what I posted on social media. That's it. It's for entertainment purposes. It's not to be telling, and for some people, it's therapy. For some people, it's therapy. I will tell you this. When I first got on TikTok, I didn't really use it that way much because I really didn't know how. And then I got into talking to some people who just, hey, this is all you got to do. This is and that. And I, I didn't know what I was doing, so I didn't really want to be on there too much. But then I learned it so that I could be on it, and I'm a little bit more savvy with it now. But before I really didn't. And so I think I shared a video with a bunch of people I didn't know, and this girl came in my inbox and she cussed me out, called me a weirdo for sharing my video with somebody. I was like, I don't know. So I kind of backed off of it a little bit because I said, maybe this is for kids. I don't have time for this nonsense. I don't know whoever this dude is. I don't. So I blocked him. I blocked her because people get weird about certain things, you know. And I'm not one to be arguing with you over no dude. It's just not going to happen. I'll tell you, don't have it then. him, my husband, I don't know him. I'm going to be arguing with some girl over the internet about some person that I don't even know.
but you just never know who you're talking to. We've seen people be murdered on live. We've seen that. I think most of us that are watching this have seen that online. We've seen it. And it wasn't pretty. It was very, it was hard. Hard to see those things. Over relationships, live. Women fighting each other because you see my man, I won't say women, I'll say girls, boys, I don't know, people that are mentally ill, like, I don't know what to say. So forgive me for not knowing the right verbiage. I'm just basically stating we have to stop acting like social media is our friend, because it's not. It can be very harmful to us. If you're not marketing something, if you don't have something going on where you're marketing, you're modeling, you're an actor, you're a singer, you're a dancer, you're something like that, putting out too much information can be very harmful to you. Very harmful, period. I'm just saying. So let's be a little bit more. That is the problem that I have with social media. And I know some of my friends and I have talked about that as well. So I just wanted to bring it out to the light and see, you know, y'all think too. So, but please be careful what you're putting out there when it comes to social media, because social media is not your friend. I could be your friend because I'm a friend. I'm a loyal friend. Social media is not your friend. They're not. It's not. It's a lot of weirdos out there. And I know we've all had weird DMs at some point. So y'all understand what I'm talking about. Anyway, I only have a few seconds left. This is your girl, Cotton Campbell. Y'all know my motto, peace, love, and loyalty. Follow me on all of my pages. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on TikTok. I'm on IG, Cotton Campbell, K-O-T-T-Y-N, Campbell. Please go to Amazon. You can also get my books from Amazon as well. I'm also on the Weekend Review on Mondays as a co-host. And, of course, you're here on this show. Let's talk about it with Cotton. I just kind of pop up sometimes. I don't always have a scheduled show because I get busy, so I don't, you know, schedule it all the time, but sometimes I do. I am that young lady, so I'm a performing poet. When I get a chance, I put it out there. But it's your girl, Cotton Campbell. Follow me, subscribe, share, like, love, whatever you want to do. I like love, so love, 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 love. And it's your girl, Cotton Campbell, once again. You know, my motto, peace, love, and loyalty. God before man, spirit before flesh, and love before hate. Y'all have an amazing, amazing Friday, everybody. I'll see y'all next week.